of God is mutual encouragement.
请我们先来看一节圣经，提摩太后书第一章第六节。
Let's first turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
提摩太后书一章第六节，在新约圣经302页。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
新约圣经302页，提摩太后书一章第六节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
第六节，为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手给你的恩赐，再如火眺望起来。啊，这里保罗最后的啊，在他人生当中最后的 一封书信。
And 2 Timothy is one of the last books that Paul wrote.
啊，特别是写给这个传道人提摩太。
And he wrote this especially for the pastor who was Timothy.
那这里呢，他希望提摩太所得的恩赐呢，能够再如火眺望起来。
And here he says that he wishes that the gift of God that Timothy has received may once again be stirred up.
提摩太本身他就是一个很魔幻，在当时是一个很魔幻的青年。
And Timothy at the time was a very good youth.
啊，所以保罗经过他的故乡的时候，特别带他一起出来做传福音的工作。
And so when Paul went through Timothy's hometown, he especially took Timothy out to do some work of preaching.
哦，所以这个提摩太他本身应该有这种传福音带领人的恩赐。
And so Timothy had this gift of God that he was able to preach the gospel and to guide people.
那这里保罗所说的这个你的恩赐在如火眺望起来，指的是什么呢？
And so here when Paul says to stir up the gift of God, what is he saying?
请看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。哦，保罗所指的这个要眺望起来的恩赐呢，就是第七节所说的。
And Paul says the gift of God that needs to be stirred up, he's talking about verse 7.
他希望提摩太的这个勇敢仁爱谨守的心呢能够继续不断的长进，不断的眺望起来。
And he's saying that he hopes that the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind that Timothy has will continuously be stirred up.
哦，有了这些基本的这些恩赐，哦，他所做的工作才能够做得好。
Because only when he has these basic gifts will he be able to do his work well.
哦，虽然他很会讲道，但是如果他不能够勇敢的话，那也没有用。
Even though if he knows how to speak very eloquently, but if he has no power, then it is no use.
哦，如果他很有口才，但是他没有爱心的话，那么也没有用。
If he's very eloquent but he has no love, then that's also of no use.
哦，所以保罗是希望他这个基本的恩赐能够眺望起来。
And so what Paul is wanting is that his basic gifts are being stirred up.
啊，今天神给我们每一个人也都有一些基本的恩赐。
And today God gives all of us some basic gifts.
啊，比如说我们外在来看，我们人活着神就让我们具备的一些基本的功能。
For example, if we look at our being, then for us to live, God has given us some very basic needs.
啊，就是我们基本的这些感觉的器官。
Our basic needs being our senses.
啊，我们要能够看见，要能够听见，要能够讲话。
We need to be able to see, be able to hear, be able to speak.
哦，这样子我们能够过着很正常的生活。
And in this way, we can lead a very normal life.
啊，但是人身体的这些基本的这些神的恩赐呢，它会随着年纪渐渐的老化。
But then these basic gifts that God has given us, it will age with time.
哦，所以当一个人开始眼睛模糊、开始重听的时候就表示说这个人年老了。
And so when a person has difficulty seeing or hearing, then this means that this person is getting older.
啊，虽然我们都很注重来保持我们的身体的这个健康。
And so even though we spend a lot of time to maintain our health.
啊，但是这个岁月不饶人。
But
啊，这个人的年纪是没有办法的是必然的现象。
But our age we will not be able to escape our age.
那神也给我们每一个人一些基本上的这种属灵的恩赐。
And God has also given to every one of us some basic spiritual gifts.
一些基本上属灵的一些感觉。
And some very basic spiritual feelings.
哦，那这些感觉呢，是能够不断的在眺望起来。
And we want these feelings to be continuously stirred up.
哦，这个不会随着像我们人的 的这个器官随着年纪而退化。
These are things that will not deteriorate as our age grows older.
而是会不断的不断的在更新，能够不断的眺望起来。
But these are things that will be continuously renewed and continuously stirred up.
那这些属灵的基本感觉能够眺望起来，我们的生活，我们的信仰才能更加的美好。
So only when these basic spiritual feelings can be continuously stirred up will our life and faith be continuously better.
请我们看参考《列王记上》十四章。
Turn to 1 Kings chapter 14.
列王记上十四章第四节。
First Kings chapter 14 verse 4.
在旧约圣经的四百三十九页，列王记上十四章第四节。
First Kings chapter 14 verse 4.
旧约四百三十九页第四节。
Verse 4.
耶罗波安的妻就这样行，起身往示罗去。到了亚西亚的家，亚西亚因年纪老迈，眼目花直，不能看见。第五节。
Verse 5.
耶和华先晓谕亚西亚说：“耶罗波安的妻要来问你，因他儿子病了。你当如此告诉他，他进来的时候必装作别的妇人。”第六节。他刚进门，亚西亚听见他的脚步响声，就说：“耶罗波安的妻进来吧，你为何装作别的妇人呢？我奉差遣将凶事告诉你。”这里说到耶罗波安要他的妻子装扮成平常的妇女，然后去见这个先知亚西亚。
Here it says that Jeroboam wanted his wife to dress up as another person to go and see the prophet Ahijah.
那这个先知呢已经年纪老迈而且呢这里说他眼这个年纪老迈，这个眼目花直，就是看不见。
And here it also says that this prophet was getting old and his eyes were glazed by reason of his age, meaning he could not see.
因为他年纪老了所以他眼睛模糊了。
Because he was getting old and his eyes were glazed.
但是呢当这个罗波安的妻子进来的时候，他能够知道说这就是罗波安的妻子。
But when Jeroboam's wife came in, he could know that this was the wife of Jeroboam.
他这种灵性的感觉呢，却是非常的敏锐的。
And his spiritual feelings were very sensitive.
这是神给我们的应，给我们每一个人的应许。
And this is the promise that God has given to every one of us.
我们这些属灵的恩赐能够不断的继续的来更新，来眺望。
It is that our spiritual gifts will be continuously renewed and stirred up.
我们今天早上来谈到五样的这个属灵的感觉。
And so this morning we'd like to share five different spiritual feelings.
请我们翻开箴言二十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 29.
箴言二十九章十八节。
Proverbs 29 verse 18.
箴言二十九章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18.
在旧约圣经七百九十一页，二十九章十八节。
Chapter 29 verse 18.
没有异象或做末世，名就幻世，为遵守律法的，变为有福。请念。
Verse 18. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law.
这个。异象或做末世英文圣经有的翻译成这个启示其实同样的意思人不能够没有从神来的异象或者启示。
And so here it says revelation, it could be also as prophetic visions. And so man cannot live without revelations from God.
因为如果没有神来的异象人就会幻视。
Because if we do not have revelation or visions from God, then people will cast off all restraint.
人就过着不对的生活。
And man will live a wrong life.
过着不对的生活，人的生活就不会美好。
And when we lead a wrong life, then our life will not be beautiful.
有神来的意象，我们在看，在看我们的环境，在看一些事情，才能够正面，才能够积极。
Only with the visions of God can we be very positive towards the surroundings.
我们在看人或者事情，我们很怕，就是说你以负面来看，那往往结果就不好。
And when we look at things, it is, we do not want to look at them negatively, otherwise the result will be bad.
哦，那我们能够看正面的，看对的，这需要从神来的意象。
And to be able to look at it correctly and in a positive view, we need to have visions from God.
我们请参考列王记上十九章。
In the First Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章。
First Kings chapter 19.
在旧约圣经四百四十七页，啊，列王记上十九章。
First Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章第一节到第三节。
First Kings chapter 19, verse 1 to verse 3.
第一节，亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。第二节。
Verse 2.
耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说。明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。第三节。
Verse 3.
以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里。啊，这里是在描述这个先知以利亚他的一段失败的经过。
And here it depicts a period of time, a failure of Prophet Elijah.
哦，在这个时候，他看到他的环境，哦，是。他的环境呢是危险的。
At this time, he saw that his environment was in danger.
哦，所以他就逃跑。
And so he started to run away.
哦，甚至后来他求神说：“你让我死掉吧。”
And later on, he even asked God to let him die.
啊，为什么？因为他看到负面的。
Why? It was because he saw the negative side.
啊，他看到耶洗别哦放出话来要他的命。
He saw that Jezebel had said that she wanted his life.
现在他只面对耶洗别一个人。
And now he was only facing Jezebel, one person.
哦，其实在这个之前，他面对着哦耶洗别所养的八百五十个假先知。
Actually, before this, he had faced up with 850 of the false prophets.
哦，在那时候，他有看到哦，他有看到神的异象，他有看到神的同在，哦，所以他勇敢，他不怕。
At that time, he saw the vision from God, and he saw and so he was not afraid.
哦，这时候他没有看到神的同在，他就软弱了。
But at this time he did not see the abidance of God, and so he became weak.
啊，所以我们要常常求神挑望起我们这个属灵的眼睛。
So we must often ask God to stir up our spiritual eyes.
哦，有时候环境是一样的。
But sometimes our environment is the same.
哦，但是我们的反应会不一样。
But our response to it can be different.
哦，那就是我们所看到的是看见什么。
And the difference is what we see.
请我们再看参考列王记上啊，列王记下的第六章。
Let's read Second Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章十五节。
Second Kings chapter 6 verse 15.
旧约圣经四百六十五页四啊六章十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 15.
十五节，神人的仆人清早起来出去。看见车马金兵围困的城，仆人对神人说：“哀哉，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？”十六节。神人说：“不要惧怕，与我们同在的比他们同在的更多。”十七节。伊丽莎祷告说：“耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕伊丽莎。啊，这里提到以利沙跟他的仆人。
Here it talks about Elisha and his servant.
啊，他们现在一个非常危险的环境里头。
And they were in a very dangerous situation.
啊，因为他们的敌人亚兰军队把他们所在的城整个围困了。
Because their enemies, the Syrian army, had surrounded the city.
哦，他们的目的就是要来抓拿以利沙。
And the purpose of this was so that they could capture Elisha.
哦，那个以利沙的仆人他所看到的就是这些亚兰人把城围困了。
And so what the servant of Elisha saw was that the enemies had surrounded the city.
哦，所以他就非常的觉得害怕啊，觉得绝望。
And so he was very afraid and he was very discouraged.
哦，但是以利沙他就不一样。
But Elisha was different.
哦，他这个属灵的眼睛是明亮的。
His spiritual eyes were bright.
哦，他所看到的是跟我们同在的比这些亚兰人的军队还要多。
What he saw was that those who were on their side was greater than those in the Syrian army.
哦，所以他对这个环境的反应呢，就跟仆人不一样。
And so his response to the environment was different than his servant.
哦，他 没有害怕，他心中有平安。
He was not afraid, he had peace within his heart.
哦，他也求神说开这个少年人的眼睛。
He also prayed to God that God may open the eyes of the young man.
哦，所以这个他的仆人才看到说，哇，真的跟我们同在的比亚兰人还多。
And then at that time, the young man saw that truly the people who were on their side was greater than those in the Syrian army.
我们要常常求神眺望起我们这个属灵的眼睛。
We must often ask God to stir up our spiritual eyes.
请我们再看创世纪四十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis 49.
啊，五十章，创世纪五十章。
Sorry, Genesis chapter 50.
五十章的十八节到二十节。
Chapter 50, verse 18 to verse 20.
创世纪五十章十八节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 18.
十八节，约瑟的哥哥们又来俯伏在他面前说：“我们是你的仆人。”十九节。
Verse 19.
约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”二十节。
Verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。啊，这是我们很熟悉的一段故事。约瑟赦免原谅了他的哥哥们。
And this is a story that we're all very familiar with. Joseph forgave his brothers.
神赦免我们，我们都知道这是神给我们一个最大的恩典。
God forgives us, and we know that this is one of the greatest blessings that God has given us.
啊，所以在我们的生活当中，我们需要有一个这个重要的这个好的德性啊，就是能够包容人、赦免人。
And so in our life, we need to have a good virtue, which is that we are able to bear others and also to forgive others.
哦，但是神赦免我们，这个我们很清楚的知道。
But God forgave us, and this is something that we know most definitely.
啊，但是要我们去常常赦免别人，这个有时候是有困难。
But for us to always go and forgive other people, sometimes, this is difficult.
哦，在知识上我们知道我们要赦免人，但是在实际上我们常常做不到。
In terms of knowledge, we know that we need to forgive other people, but in terms of actually doing it, sometimes it is difficult.
啊，在这里约瑟他做到了。
But here Joseph was able to do it.
啊，因为他这个属灵的眼睛是明亮的。
It was because his spiritual eyes were bright.
哦，在外在上来看，他的哥哥们呢，曾经害他害得很凄惨。
Looking from the outside, his brothers harmed him very deeply before.
哦，他不跟哥哥们计较已经是很好了。
It's very good if he is not to argue with his brother about it.
他不但没有计较，而且呢，还更加的爱他的哥哥们。
Not only did he not argue with them, but he also loved them even more.
为什么他做得到？
And why was he able to do so?
啊，因为他看到了说神的意思原来是美好的。
Because he was able to see that God meant for it to be good.
我们如果常常能够有这样的看见。
And we can often see this view.
那我们就能够很自然的，好，来包容别人，来原谅别人，来赦免别人。
Then it's very natural for us to be able to bear other people and also to forgive other people.
我们真的才能够表现出耶稣基督的生命来。
And only then can we truly show the life of Christ.
人类的祖先亚当夏娃啊，他们违背神的吩咐。
The ancestors of mankind, Adam and Eve, went against the will of God.
哦，为什么？因为也是因为他们这个。属灵的眼睛不明亮。
And the reason was because their spiritual eyes were not bright.
因为蛇对夏娃说，那个树上的果子吃了能够让你眼睛明亮，能够让你有，能够分别善恶。
Because the serpent told Eve that if she eats of the fruit of the tree of the good knowledge of good and evil, then her eyes will be bright.
结果夏娃她没有看到神的爱。
But Eve did not see the love of God.
哦，神要他们不要吃是为了保护他们。
God did not want them to eat it because he was protecting them.
哦，但是他没有看见神的爱。
But she didn't see the love of God.
啊，他反而就怀疑神的爱。
Instead, she doubted the love of God.
哦，这么好的东西神竟然不让我们吃。
This is such a good thing, but God doesn't want us to eat it.
哦，那因为他的这种没有看见，哦，结果他就真的把那个善恶果摘来吃。
It's because she was not able to see this that she took this fruit and ate it.
啊，结果就让罪进了这个世界。
And then so sin entered into this world.
啊，罪就带来了死，带来了苦。
And sin brought forth death and brought forth suffering.
哦，所以今天我们要留意着我们看见什么。
And so today we need to pay attention to what we see.
啊，我们怎么去看。
And how do we see these things?
我们实在是需要眺望起这属灵的眼睛。
We truly need to stir up our spiritual eyes.
我们请再看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章十九节。
Acts chapter 26 verse 19。
在新约圣经204页，使徒行传26章19节。
Acts chapter 26 verse 19。
啊，保罗说：“亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。”20节。
Verse 20。
先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事以悔改的心相称。啊，这个保罗呢，在亚基帕王的面前，啊，来讲论。
And this is when Paul was in front of King Agrippa, and he was telling his side.
啊，因为保罗是一个很有学问的人。
Because Paul was a very learned man.
那他在王的面前述说呢，后来这个我们请再看啊二十四节。
And so if we take a look at verse 24.
24节，保罗这样分述，菲士都大声说，保罗你癫狂了吧，你的学问太大了，反叫你癫狂了。哦，啊，他们认为说，保罗你这个人好像不正常。
And they thought that Paul, this man, was besides himself.
啊，因为保罗他不顾着生命的危险，他极力的在传讲耶稣基督救人的福音。
Because Paul did not care about the danger that brought to his life, and he just continuously preached about Jesus Christ.
他传讲这个被钉十字架的耶稣已经复活了。
He was preaching that the Jesus Christ who was nailed to the cross had already resurrected.
啊，他传讲人要借着耶稣基督的宝血哦，来罪得赦免，能够得救得永生。
And he also preached that we may be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we may be forgiven of our sins and receive eternal life.
哦，虽然常常受到迫害，甚至有生命的危险，他还是在传。
And so sometimes he was harmed, and other times even to endanger his life, he continued to preach.
那保罗在这里就说，他没有违背那个从天上来的异象。
But here Paul says that he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
啊，因为他看到这福音的宝贵。
Because he already saw how precious this gospel was.
他也看到了人们对福音的需要。
And he also saw the need of everyone else for this gospel.
啊，所以他无论到哪里去，他都有这样的看见。
And so no matter where he went, he was able to see this.
哦，他来到这个哲学思想很发达的雅典。
And he went to the Athens where knowledge was very prosperous.
哦，他看到的是这里的人充满了偶像，不认识天上独一的真神。
And what he saw was that here everyone was full of idols and they did not know the true God in heaven.
哦，所以他就心里焦急，要赶快的把这个认识独一真神的这个福音来介绍给他们。
And so his heart was stirred, and he wanted to show them and to teach them about this one true God.
哦，他无论到哪里去，他把福音带到那里。
And so no matter where he went, he always brought the gospel there.
哦，像在这里，纵然在这个王的面前，哦，在这个官长的面前，他也是勇敢的为耶稣做见证。
And so even when he was in front of the king and the high officials, he was still bearing witness for God.
啊，今天我们也知道啊，传福音是我们很大的一个使命。
Today we all know that to preach the gospel is one of our duties.
啊，那我们需要有这样的看见。
And we need to see this.
哦，因为传福音这不是勉强的。
Because preaching the gospel is not being forced.
我们请再参考《使徒行传》十六章第九节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 16, verse 9.
使徒行传十六章第九节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 9.
第九节，在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。第十节
Verse 10.
保罗既看见这异象，我们就随即想往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。啊，在这里在写说，为什么保罗将福音带到欧洲的地方。
And here it says why Paul brought the gospel to Asia.
啊，因为他看到这个马其顿人，哦，马其顿人的这个异象。
It's because he saw the vision of the Macedonians.
哦，结果我们就看到保罗真的就到欧洲去。
And so we see that Paul truly went to Asia.
哦，那真的在那里就有利迪亚一家人来信主。
And there in Asia, the whole family of Lydia was converted.
哦，因为保罗讲道的时候，他很专心的听。
Because when Paul was preaching the gospel, she paid a lot of attention.
哦，那在十四节就描写说， 那个神呢就开启了开导了这个莉迪亚的心。
And so verse 14 is recorded that the Lord opened Lydia's heart.
那莉迪亚她就听了就能够明白就能够相信。
And so when Lydia heard it, she was able to understand it and believe in it.
她就要求受洗。
And so she asked to be baptized.
就开始了这个欧洲的这个第一个福音的种子。
And so she was the first seed of the gospel in Asia.
所以我们今天也很要紧的求神打开我们来眺望起我们这属灵的眼睛让我们能够像保罗这样的看见。
And so today we need to ask God to stir up our spiritual eyes so that we can see what Paul saw.
这样我们传福音的事工才能够活泼才能够顺利。
And then we will be able to be prosperous in our work of preaching the gospel.
请我们再看罗马书第十章第十七节。
Look at Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
新约圣经221页，罗马书十章十七节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 17。
十七节，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。这里说到我们的信心跟我们听见道理是有关系的。
Here it says that there's a relationship between our faith and what we hear.
当然我们信心的建立也常常因为我们在信仰的体验帮助我们建立起信心。
Of course, our faith is sometimes established and grown because of our experiences in the faith.
但是听见道理这也很重要。
But to be able to hear the gospel is also very important.
今天我们的生活里头充满着很多的声音。
Today in our life, there's a lot of different noises.
人的声音电视的声音收音机的声音
and so the voices from man and also the sound from the TV and the radio
今天电脑也会发出声音来
and today the computer can also bring forth noises
在生活当中也充满了一些杂音一些车子机器所产生 的声音
and then there's also some other noises such as the noises from the car and machines
我们要求神眺望起我们属灵的耳朵
we must ask God to stir up our spiritual ears
让我们听见神的声音
so that we can hear the sound of God.
这样子我们才能够建立起我们的信心。
And only then can we establish our faith.
一个人有信心他才能够充满着对将来充满着盼望。
Only when a person has faith will they have hope towards the future.
一个人对神有信心他在生活里头才能够有爱。
Only when a person has faith will they have love in their life.
请我们看撒母耳记上第三章。
In the first Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记上第三章第一节。
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 1。
旧约圣经338页。撒母耳记上三章第一节。
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 1。
第一节，童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。所以说到在以利的时代，神的默示很少。
Here it says that in the time of Eli, the revelation of God was very little.
没有听见神的声音，那么我们可以看到以利的时代是相当失败的一个时代。
And they were not able to hear the word of God, and so we can see that the time of Eli was a time of failure.
不但国家不强盛，人们这个百姓的这个信仰生活、道德生活也非常的低落。
And not only was their country not strong, but the people's morals and also faith was very low.
所以我们要求神眺望起我们这属灵的耳朵，能够常常听见神的声音。
So we must ask God to stir up our spiritual ears so that we can often hear the voice of God.
一个常常有神的声音在里头的人，他的信仰才会坚强。
A person who has the voice of God within them will be strengthened in their faith.
在遇到事情的时候能够很清楚的知道怎样是对的，怎样是不对的。
And when he meets up with difficulties, then he'll know which way is good or which way is bad.
当撒旦来试探耶稣的时候
When Satan came to tempt Jesus,
耶稣马上就有这个神的话语来回答撒旦。
Jesus was able to use the words of God to respond to Satan.
我能够胜过撒旦的试探。
He was able to overcome the temptations of Satan.
我们今天要常常求圣灵感动我们。
Today we must ask the Holy Spirit to move us.
用我们的心灵去听到神的声音。
So we must listen to the voice of God through our spirit.
能够有神的声音，也能够帮助我们产生敬畏神的心。
And if we can hear the voice of God, then we can also grow a heart to worship God, fear God.
我们今天有一个很大的软弱。
Today we have a great weakness.
啊，我们信神，但是我们常常不怕神。
Today we worship, we believe in God, but we often don't fear God.
因为没有听到神的声音。
Because we don't hear the voice of God.
哦，在知识上我们知道有神。
In knowledge-wise, we know that there is a God.
哦，但是在生活上表现出来的常常是否认神。
But in our lives, what we often show is that we deny God.
哦，因为没有听见神的声音。
Because we have not heard the voice of God.
以色列人出埃及第三个月，他们来到西乃山下。
The third month after the Israelites left Egypt, they came to the foot of Mount Sinai.
哦，那神要颁布给他们律法。
And so God wanted to give them His laws.
神要在西乃山上向他们显现。
And God wanted to to show Himself to them on top of Mount Sinai.
哦，当神显现的时候。
And when God showed Himself.
哦，在自然界里头，他们听见雷轰闪电。哦，啊，这个山上有火冒烟。
And at that time, they could hear they felt the thundering, and they also saw smoke and fire on the mountain.
哦，他们就对摩西讲。
And so they said to Moses.
我说凡神所吩咐你告诉我们的，我们一定要遵守。
Says whatever God tells you, then you can tell us, and we will follow accordingly.
听见神的声音，就产生敬畏的心来。
Because when they heard the sound of God, then they were fearful of God.
啊，我们知道敬畏神的重要。
And we know it's very important to fear God.
啊，所以我们要求神眺望起我们这属灵的耳朵来听见神的声音。
So we need to ask God to stir up our spiritual ears so that we can hear the sound of God.
请我们再参考撒母耳记上十二章。
Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记上十二章，请看十七节、十八节。
1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 17 and verse 18.
十七节。
17.
啊，撒母耳说：“这不是割麦子的。”割麦子的时候，不是割麦子的时候吗？我求告耶和华，他必打雷降雨，使你们又知道又看见。你们求立王的事，是在耶和华面前犯大罪了。十八节。
Verse 18.
于是撒母耳求告耶和华，耶和华就在这日打雷降雨，众民便甚惧怕耶和华和撒母耳。啊，在撒母耳的时代，百姓他们啊做了一个错误的要求。
In the time of Samuel, the Israelites made a wrong request.
啊，他们要求要跟列国一样，哦，立王，哦，来为他们征战。
And they requested for themselves a king so that they could become like the other nations, and this king was to lead them in their battles.
啊，那撒母耳也解释，哦，向百姓解释说为什么立王是不对的。
And Samuel also explained to the Israelites why it was bad to have a king.
哦，但是这个民中的长老听了之后呢，他们还是坚持一定要立王。
But even after they heard this, the elders of Israel still insisted that they wanted a king.
哦，他们不认为他们是错的。
They didn't think that they were wrong.
哦，在这里呢，撒母耳就求神让他们听见神的声音。
And so here Samuel asked God to show them and allow them to hear His voice.
哦，结果这百姓呢，他们才哦，在这里呢，他们就甚惧怕，哦，才产生敬畏神的心。
And so here the people were greatly feared, and so they had a heart of fear towards God.
啊，所以我们要求神眺望起我们属灵的耳朵。
So we must ask God to stir up our spiritual ears.
我们请再看腓立比书四章十八节。
Look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 18.
腓立比书第四章十八节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 18.
新约圣经281页。腓立比书四章十八节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 18.
十八节，保罗说：“但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳、所喜悦的祭物。”啊，在这里，保罗说他闻到了，哦，一种香气。
Here Paul says that he has smelled a sweet-smelling aroma.
啊，他就是在说这个腓立比教哦，当时的保罗他是在罗马哦，在罗马囚禁。
And at that time, Paul was in Rome.
他被囚禁了。
And he was arrested.
Imprisoned.
He was imprisoned.
那这腓立比教会呢，他们很关心保罗，而且呢，差派他们那里的工人这个以帕弗提哦，去关心保罗，去服侍保罗。
And so the people, the members of Philippi church, they were very concerned about Paul, and so they even sent Epaphroditus to go there to serve Paul.
哦、那保罗呢他看到、哦、他能够 去体、哦、领受体会到这个腓立比教会他们的优点他们的长处
and so this allowed Paul to experience、the strength of the Philippi church、
哦、所以他能够看到别人的长处、哦、这就好像是、哦、闻到了一种香气一样
and so when he could see the strength it was just like he was able to smell the sweet smelling aroma、
哦、所以他对腓立比的教会呢是 喜爱的是爱他们的
and so he had love towards the Philippi church、
哦、我们闻到香气一定是那一定会感觉到喜欢喜悦
And so when we smell a sweet smelling aroma, then we are very pleased.
我今天我们人与人相处，我们也需要有这一种属灵的感觉。
And so when in any kind of interpersonal relationship, we need to have this kind of spiritual feeling.
我如果说你常常只看到别人的不好的地方，别人的缺点。
If every time we only see the weaknesses of other people,
那么你生活一定觉得很难，吼、哦，觉得很痛苦。
Then we will most definitely feel that our life is very painful.
啊，比如说你到教会来，你只看到弟兄姐妹的缺点。
For example, if we come to church and we only see the weaknesses of brothers and sisters.
那么我想你不会很喜欢到教会来。
And I think that you most probably would not like to come to church.
哦，但是如果你能够常常看到别人的好处，别人的优点。
But we can often see the strengths of other people.
我们总是看到弟兄姐妹的优点。
Then we often see just the strength of the brothers and sisters here.
那么我想你来到教会呢，这是一件欢喜、快喜乐的事情。
And I think that coming to church will become a very joyous event.
哦，那我们每一个人啊、哦，我们有缺点，但是我们每一个人也一定都有优点。
And since we all have weaknesses, we all should have some strengths also.
我们求神帮助我们，哦，眺望起我们这个属灵的嗅觉，让我们总是能够闻到香气。
And so we ask God to stir up our spiritual nose so that we can smell the scent.
如果我们都能够很容易看到别人的优点，那么我想呢，我们没有不喜欢的人，我们没有敌人，哦，没有仇人。
And so if we can always see the strengths of other people, then we will not have any kind of enemies.
在圣经里头有一个巴拿巴，他就是这样的一个人。
In the Bible, there's a man named Barnabas, and he was this kind of man.
哦，新约圣经里头有两个很重要的神的工人。
In the New Testament, there were two very important workers of God.
哦，一个就是写马可福音的马可，啊，另外一位就是保罗。
And one of them was Mark who wrote the Gospel of Mark, and another one was Paul.
哦，那这两个人都跟巴拿巴有很重要的关系。
And these two people had a great relationship with Barnabas.
保罗本来是反对耶稣，是逼迫基督徒的。
Paul at first was against the Christians, and he persecuted the Christians.
哦，后来耶稣基督的光照他。
And later on, the light of God shone upon him.
哦，耶稣基督特别怜悯他，拣选他。
And Jesus Christ especially forgave him and chose him.
哦，他有了这一个哦很深的体验，哦，他就接受了耶稣，信了哦那个信耶稣。
And so after this deep experience, he believed in God.
哦，但是在当时，大部分的人对保罗的眼光就是这是一个逼迫基督徒的人。
By that time, everybody still saw Paul as one who persecuted the Christians.
哦，所以当保罗信了耶稣，大家对他还是一个防备的心。
And so after Paul believed in Jesus, everyone still was very against him.
哦，不太敢接近他，不愿意接纳他。
And they were not willing to get close to him or to accept him.
但是巴拿巴这一个人，他已经从保罗身上闻到香气。
But Barnabas was able to smell the sweet aroma from Paul.
哦，所以他接纳保罗。
And so he accepted Paul.
哦，当巴拿巴到安提亚的时候，他甚至找保罗一起到安提亚，哦，来帮助教会。
And so when Barnabas went to Antioch, he also asked Paul to come with him to help with the church of Antioch.
哦，那保罗成为一个外邦的使徒，也是从安提阿开始。
And that Paul became the apostle to the Gentiles, it also started out in Antioch.
哦，巴拿巴实在有一个很敏锐的这个哦这个属灵的这个哦嗅觉。
And Barnabas truly has a very sensitive sense of smell.
啊，耶稣基督也充满着香气。
And Jesus Christ was also full of a sweet smelling aroma.
我们更要从耶稣基督的身上来闻到香气。
And we need to be able to smell this aroma from Jesus Christ even more.
常常被耶稣基督所吸引。
and to be attracted by Jesus Christ.
哦，好像雅各里头所说的说，哦，说这个快跑。
And just like in the Song of Solomon, it says that we need to run towards Him.
哦，能够紧紧的跟随着耶稣基督。
And we need to follow Jesus Christ very closely.
哦，让我们闻到耶稣基督的香气。
So that we can smell the sweet-smelling aroma of Jesus Christ.
啊，那这样子我们就不会离开耶稣，不会离开教会。
And in this way, we will not leave the church or Jesus Christ.
哦，让我们总是生活在神的爱里头，神的教训里头。
So that we can live in the love of God and also the teachings of God.
请我们再看诗篇三十四篇。
Look at Psalm 34.
诗篇三十四篇第八节。
Psalms 34:8。
旧约圣经681页，诗篇三十四篇第八节。
Psalms 34:8。
第八节说：“你们大卫说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。”啊，这是大卫对众人的邀请。
And this is a request of David to all men.
啊，大卫他尝过神恩典的滋味。
David had tasted receiving the blessings of God.
哦，大卫的生活他充满着丰富的人生的体验。
And David was full of the experiences of life.
哦，他人生的体验里头，耶稣这个神就是中心。
And in his experiences of life, God was always the central point.
哦，他尝到神是这么的美好。
And he had tasted that God was so wonderful.
哦，所以大卫呢是这么那么的哦亲近神，努力的。哦，得神的喜悦。
And so David wanted to draw near to God and to be found pleasing in the eyes of God.
哦，今天我们也要求神眺望起我们这个属灵的这个慰藉。
And today we need to ask God to stir up our sense of taste.
哦，让我们尝到主恩的滋味。
So that we can experience what it is to receive the blessings of God.
哦，为什么有些人能够将耶稣基督抓得紧紧的？
Why is it that some people are able to hold on to Jesus Christ so tightly?
哦，无论在任何的环境之下，他不离开耶稣。
And no matter what kind of circumstance they're in, they will not leave Jesus.
哦，无论环境再怎么恶劣，他保守住信仰。
And no matter how evil the circumstances around them is, they will not they will keep hold of their faith.
啊，因为他尝到了主恩的滋味。
Because they have experienced the grace of God.
哦，因为这是没有可以比的。
Because this is something that you cannot compare anything else to.
我们有一个弟兄上次也在这里做见证，哦，他说他开六个小时的车子要参加教会的灵恩会。
And we also had a brother who bore testimony here saying that he drove 6 hours to attend a spiritual convocation.
啊，他在开车当中他就在想这个问题，想一个问题。
And when he was driving, he started thinking.
啊，他想说我为什么要这么辛劳的花费时间、花费精神，这样开六个小时的车去参加灵恩会。
He thought, why do I need to spend so much time and energy to drive 6 hours to attend a spiritual convocation?
哦，他一边开车，他就一边在想。
And so as he was driving, he was thinking.
哦，结果他就一直想到，他就哦回想过去，啊，神的恩典呢就一直涌现在他的这个脑海里头。
And then he kept on thinking about his past, and the presence of God was in his mind.
哦，他越想恩典越多。
And so the more he thought about it, the more blessings he thought about.
啊，请我们参考哥林多前书十五章。
In the First Corinthians chapter
15. 哥林多前书十五章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15:10.
新约圣经244页。哥林多前书十五章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15:10.
第十节，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这言不是我，乃是神的恩典与我同在。啊，在这里保罗虽然为了耶稣他受了很多的苦，
and even though Paul has suffered greatly because of Jesus Christ，
哦，但是他冷静下来的想，他想到说，哇，我今日我成了何等的人。
But when he quieted down, he was thinking that what kind of man I have become。
哦，我本来跟救恩是没有关联的人。
At first, I had nothing to do with salvation.
哦，今天耶稣基督他还要我，他还拣选我。
But today, Jesus Christ still wants me. He still chose me.
哦，不但这样子，他还用我来传福音。
And not only so, but he also used me to preach his gospel.
哦，甚至他觉得说，他今天能够这样子的传福音，也是神的恩典。
He also felt that he was able to preach the gospel today was the grace of God.
啊，我们这一位弟兄呢，他就想到了保罗所说的这一句话。
And so this brother thought about this verse that Paul said.
哦，所以六个小时开起来就很轻松。
And so those 6 hours of driving became nothing to him.
哦，保罗还要受苦，他来参加联恩会是来领受恩典。
Paul needed to suffer, but he was coming to his first convocation to receive blessings.
哦，所以保罗他能够说他能够，看万事好像粪土一样。
And that's why Paul was able to say that he could see all things as rubbish.
因为他尝到了主恩的滋味。
Because he experienced the grace of God.
哦，这个。他不是在否认这些哦万事的价值。
He was not denying the value of everything.
哦，他吃饭，他不是说我在吃粪土。
When he's eating, he did not say that I'm eating dust or rubbish.
哦，他乃是说这些跟耶稣比起来啊，这比不上耶稣。
And so what he was saying is that when we take these things and compare it with Christ, they're counted as nothing.
我们要求神啊，能够眺望起我们这属灵的味觉，尝到主恩的滋味。
So we must ask God to stir up our sense of our spiritual sense of taste to experience the grace of God.
请再看马太福音的第九章。
In Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 21.
新约圣经十二页，马太福音九章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 21.
二十一节啊，有一位妇女，她说：“因为她心里说，我只摸她的衣裳，就必痊愈。”二十二节
，verse 22。
耶稣转过来看见她，就说：“女儿，放心，你的信救了你。从那时候，女人就痊愈了。”啊，这里说到一个非常可怜的一位妇女。
Here it talks about a very pitiful woman.
她病了十二年，也在医生身上花尽了她的钱。
And she had been sick for 12 years, and she had spent all her money on doctors.
在这里她伸出了她信心的手。
But here she stretched out her arm of faith.
摸到了神。
And during this time, she truly touched God.
当他伸出信心的手，当他摸着耶稣的衣裳。
And when she reached out her arm of faith and she touched the garment of Jesus Christ.
从耶稣的身上就有能力出来，就医治了他的病。
There was a power that came off from Jesus' garment and it healed her sickness.
对耶稣的过去不再是传说，而是他真的摸到了。
And so it was not just a tradition talking about the grace of God, but she actually touched it.
今天我们也能够摸到神。
And today we can also touch God.
所以我们要求神眺望起我们这个触觉，让我们摸到神。
And so we must ask God to stir up this spiritual feeling, which is that we can touch God.
不但我们可以摸到神，神他也愿意来摸我们。
And so not only do we touch God, but God is also willing to touch us.
请看九章二十九节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 29.
二十九节，耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说：“照着你们的信，给你们成全了吧。”三十节，他们的眼睛就开了。耶稣切切地嘱咐他们说：“你们要小心，不可叫人知道。”这里耶稣伸出他的手，来摸瞎眼人的眼睛，让他得以明亮。
And so here Jesus reached out his hand and touched the eyes of the blind, and the blind saw.
我们。在生活当中我们能够求神他的手来安慰抚慰我们。
And so in our lives, we must ask God to stretch out his hand to touch us, to comfort us.
在我们生活当中难免我们要遇到一些不如意的事情，一些伤心悲哀的事情。
And in our lives, sometimes we'll come up with some unfortunate things and some very sad things.
我们在主耶稣的面前我们都好像是小孩一样。
In front of Jesus Christ, we are all like children.
我们都需要主耶稣将我们抱在他的怀里。
We all need Jesus Christ to pick us up and carry us.
用他的手拍拍我们的背。
And then for Jesus' hands to touch our back.
拍拍我们的肩膀来安慰我们，鼓励我们。
And to pat our shoulders to encourage us and also to comfort us.
让我们能够从耶稣所得的安慰、鼓励，也来安慰、鼓励别人。
And so through the comfort and encouragement that we receive from Jesus Christ, we can also comfort and encourage other people.
这些属灵的感觉都是。主耶稣主要是给我们很基本的恩赐。
And these spiritual feelings are these very basic gifts that Jesus Christ wants to give us.
我们每一个人都具有。
And we all have these.
我们不一定每一个人都会有讲道的恩赐。
Perhaps we do not all have the gift of preaching the gospel.
我们不一定每一个人都有医病的恩赐。
And perhaps we all don't have the gift of healing sicknesses.
但是这五个属灵的感觉，这是每一个人都有的。
But these five spiritual senses are all things that we all have.
我们要好好的去利用它。
And we need to use them.
我们也要常常不断的求神来眺望起这些恩赐。
And we must often pray to God and ask them to stir up these senses.
这样子我们才能够有一个更美好的信仰。
Only then can we have a better faith.
我们在教会的服事，弟兄姐妹的服事，也才能够更加的美好。
And then we can have a more beautiful servitude towards the church and towards brothers and sisters.